My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I wanted to spin around the NFL, though. Take a look at how some of the kids in the National Football League fared under center from this rookie class. We began the show talking about Jaden Daniels. Why not lead locally? Three throws, the one deep shot. Two completions, one was on a wide receiver screen, had a rushing touchdown as well, 3 yards around edge. Can't ask for a whole lot more efficiency thanks to the big-time throw, a very exciting performance.
Yeah, you score a touchdown in your opening drive, and you're only going to get one drive, so that's a day at the office, right? What better way to start it off?
To Chicago we go, where Bears fans are having a hard time tempering expectations after their first look at Caleb Williams. He went 4 of 7 for 95 yards in his debut in the preseason. He also had a 13-yard scramble. If you watched episode 1 of Hard Knocks, they were teaching him and the other quarterbacks how to slide by using a slip and slide, which my kids were using this weekend in Elliott's backyard.
Yeah, you kids are just like Caleb Williams.
Very similar.
Right?
Truman, yeah. Reagan, Caleb Williams, they all are really good at slip and slide. Mm-hmm. But Caleb Williams did the perfect baseball slide. The slip and slide worked for now. 13 yards, got down, picked up a first down, moved the chains. He looked really good. Did you see the throw he made? He was rolling out to his right, across his body, kind of leaps off one foot to make a throw, dart about 25 yards downfield. It was the kind of arm talent where there's a handful of guys in the league that can do that.
Yeah, and everyone else, you'd try to coach it out of them. You know what I mean? But we talked about this a bunch with Williams. He has been the number one guy, a la Trevor Lawrence, for so many years, right? We're just all sitting there looking at our watch, waiting for the number one overall pick to happen so that he can finally be that guy and get his coronation ceremony. So all that's happened is he's been number one for so long that people started to look for ways to knock him, and we zoom in on certain behaviors or different patterns or otherwise. Forget about all that. That guy should have gone number one. He is unbelievably talented. This is a you-don't-find-this-skill-set-anywhere type player, and he's got it.
There was another play where he was in the pocket. He was climbing. There was bodies around him. He was getting grabbed. And he kind of shovel passed a football, Mahomes style, just kind of tossing it underhand forward, like the old Brett Favre plays. Mm-hmm. And it's just one of those, like, the game moves a little slower for him. You know what
yes.
I mean? I just think if you're a Bears fan, you come out of that game after trying to convince yourself Mitchell Trubisky was the guy, spending way too long pretending Justin Fields might be the guy. You're going to have a hard time not being pretty giddy about Caleb Williams. The difference between him and Daniels was just that you saw more of him.
Yep.
I mean, he made one throw, I'd say, that very few guys in the league make. I don't know that we saw that from Jaden. Like, he made a perfect throw. There's nobody in the league that on that toss maybe makes the throw as well. But most guys in the NFL on a go route where your receiver has a step or two, you know, they can make the throw he makes, maybe not consistently. But that Caleb Williams throw on the roll was pretty special. So far, so good for him. Why don't we go to J.J. McCarthy of the Minnesota Vikings? Stay in that same division. They played a home game on, would it have been Saturday afternoon that I was watching, after the Washington game? McCarthy and the Vikings moved the football consistently. Didn't it seem like Kevin O'Connell opened up his playbook a little bit more than a lot of teams? Like, they were throwing it downfield.
It's always so hard to tell.
Yeah.
Because you just don't know who's doing what. You don't know if the play was designed for 3 yards, but, well, the Raiders are doing something so basic that I had to take this 25-yard deep cross. But it did look that way to the naked eye.
This is what I got. Like, again, I don't know anything. I wasn't in on any of the meetings. I think you guys probably know that. Watching that game, it felt to me like the Raiders were running a very vanilla base, like cover two type defense. The Vikings were picking them apart with some normal September-October concepts. Daggers and some beaters against when they knew they were getting zone and just some stuff where McCarthy had options. Now, that's the end of the explaining it away. J.J. McCarthy looked really impressive.
Looked really good.
He had an interception, which all the J.J. McCarthy haters, I saw that play sent around more than anything else this weekend about J.J. McCarthy. You take that throw out, which his guy wasn't open, he made a bad throw, play gets undercut. He was 11 of 16 for a 190 and 2 touchdowns with some really nice throws down the field. It was a great start to his preseason.
I thought so, too. It just looked right. It looked natural. It looked like a guy that had command. It looked like somebody that knew where the ball was supposed to go, delivered on time, was accurate. He threw those. I never know how to describe this throw. I'm sure the guys in the industry, in the NFL, have a term for it, where you got to put some oomph on it, but you also need some touch. It's that over one group but under the next group type throws. He has that, which I think is really, really hard to quantify and hard to master. You know it when you see it. Some of the great passers in the league. I'm not putting him there yet. It's a preseason game.
It's like
game.
When they say they got to layer it,
Exactly.
It's over the zoning linebacker's fingertips, but yet your guy catches it on the move on the next level.
Yeah, it's got to be firm, but with touch. Like, do that. Try easy. It's one of those really impossible things to quantify and explain unless you see someone doing it. He had a couple of those throws where you go, that's big time stuff right there. That, again, early preseason, who knows? I've seen some great preseason. I mean, Kenny Pickett was like a million for a million with 11,000 touchdowns. And then his first real game, he went to the bathroom, down his leg, and is on a different team now.
Well, Fields with the Bears was always incredible in the preseason.
Sure, yeah.
Like, his numbers are Hall of Fame level preseason performer. They should have a preseason Hall of Fame, by the way, for guys like Sutton McCullough and, Darnarian McCants and Marco Mitchell.
Marcus White.
Marcus Mason.
Come up the edge.
Exactly. There really should be an August Hall of Fame. But I don't want to diminish anything because same with Jaden Daniels. Like, it's the first time we get to see these guys, and they're going to go out and make the throws and make the plays or they're not. And McCarthy, to his credit, more often than not, did.
He looked good.
Now, I've also seen where people are saying that J.J. McCarthy maybe is going to start for the Vikings. I didn't get that sense for two reasons. One, I thought Sam Darnold did some good things when he was out there. His line was just 4 of 8 for 59 yards, but he made a couple of really, really pretty throws. By all accounts, he's having a pretty good camp as well. But also, if J.J. McCarthy was in the conversation to start for the Vikings, would they have had him out there for like 30 plays, 17 or 18 passes, whatever it was, that they called for him? I doubt it. Like, look at the difference. Washington has not named Jaden Daniels the starter. They're doing this weird charade where they pretend like he might not start. But you know how you treat your starter? You get him in there for a drive and you get him out. With McCarthy, I turned on the game in like the early first quarter and he was coming in. And then in the third quarter, he was still in the game. To me, that does not suggest, certainly doesn't scream, chance to start.
So I had been on, McCarthy's going to end up starting. I'd been on that train. Because to me, the whole point of him is that he's closer to a finished product. He's the leader of the national championship team, and he's going to walk out there and execute from day one. That hurt my case. The fact that he's into the game deep into the third quarter,
whatever it was. Do you think he is going to execute? Because you couldn't stand him in the pre-draft process.
Well, I said I couldn't draft him too. That was my whole point. Is when the debate was, if there was
but
debate.
You always thought he stunk, I thought.
No, I couldn't do it too. My whole point was I couldn't do it that high. If his college coach didn't trust him to throw it 30 times, how can I? That was kind of my big thing. I could draft him in the middle part of the first round. A little bit earlier than maybe I would have done it, but
I was going to say they took him in the top 10.
Yeah, so a little bit earlier than me, but I understand this. It's quarterback. It's kind of the rules go out the window. So to me, he's like, this is who he is a
college
veteran, a good fit for, took the words out of my mouth. He's a good fit there. That's kind of, I've always thought he was going to start. The fact that he played as much as he did made me scratch my head a bit.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, I just, you look at the box score, and for Darnold to be in and out that fast also tells me something a little. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe he changed the eye line, and now we'll see him go with the starters in the second game and play a quarter or something, and if he is really good against a starting defense,
maybe he forces your hand a little bit?
Yeah, maybe now it's a conversation, and perhaps that's kind of been the reaction in Minnesota. Their early season schedule's crazy, though. I don't know if you've looked at their schedule. They play the Giants in week one, very winnable. Then they've got the 49ers, Texans, Packers, Jets, Lions, Rams. Like, dude, they could be 2-5.
Real easy.
I'd rather throw Sam Darnold to those Wolves and then go to McCarthy on the back end of that stretch, maybe. But we'll see what Kevin O'Connell decides to do. The other game, I don't know if there was as much viewing of this locally. It was last night. Denver played Indianapolis, and we saw a lot of Bo Nix. So similarly, there's this competition in Denver where he did not start and is not going to start in all their preseason games. They haven't named him the starter, I guess I should say. Bo Nix looked sharp, man. I went back last night and watched the game. He was 15 of 21 for a 125 and a touchdown. And again, this is where now I'm going to say all these guys are not going to be great. So it tells you that there's some preseason stuff mm-hmm. happening here. There's some defenses playing vanilla. You're not getting a whole lot of what you're going to get in September. But if you're a Broncos fan, you got to like what you saw. He looked athletic. They moved the pocket around for him. He made some throws on the run. He made, you know, short and intermediate throws pretty accurately. I like what Bo Nix did in his first game. He looked like a Sean Payton, kind of that breezy in, like,
yeah.
I don't need you to have the strongest arm, but let's make all the throws in the goal, you know, in the line of scrimmage to the 12-yard area.
So here's how I've always felt about Bo Nix. It's very easy to watch and go, yeah, but it doesn't do, and then you fill in three or four things. But nobody ever does what it seems like Denver had in their mind. Yeah, but he does do this. If you need somebody to throw the ball close to the line of scrimmage and complete close to 80% of his passes, which is what he did last year, by the way. I said that number again. Now, he's been in college for 17,000 years, but he completed close to 80% of his passes. Now, it's all short, quick, intermediate throws. If I have an offense that wants to do that, by God, that's a pretty good fit. So it always kind of made sense to me that you'd have this sort of Peyton-Bo Nix marriage where, yeah, I know he's probably not great at throwing the ball over the top, but there was a guy in New Orleans who's a Hall of Famer who wasn't great at throwing it over the top, who beat you with his mind and elite feet and accuracy and moving around. Again, I'm not telling you Bo Nix is Drew Brees. There's one of Drew Brees. That's a Hall of Famer. That guy's incredible. But Bo Nix is of that ilk. I always saw that as kind of a good landing spot for him.
Michael Penix made his Falcons debut. Kirk Cousins not expected to play early this preseason, coming back from the Achilles. So Penix actually started 9 of 16 for 104 yards. He made one awesome throw down the field, near sideline, if you were watching on TV, kind of coming toward the TV screen. A really, really pretty touch throw. He also had a beautiful ball placement throw in the middle of the field. There was like a defender draped over a big-bodied tight end, and he kind of threw him open away from the defender. Those were the two throws that really impressed me of his outing. But I go on to say that this rookie class, through 1 week,
showed really well.
There weren't any duds. The one guy that doesn't really fit into the picture is Drake May. Not because he did anything wrong, but he wasn't allowed to do anything. And that's what's comical. We were talking about McCarthy. He's not supposed to start, right? You're not hearing anything other than Jacoby Brissett's going to be the starter for the Patriots. And yet they still didn't play Drake May. Brissett threw three passes. They got him out of there. They put Drake May in. I think it was six plays, three throws, a couple of screens to running backs, including our guy, Antonio Gibson, for a first down. And then his night was over. So one of these is not like the other. Now, Daniels, obvious starter, didn't play much. Same with Caleb Williams. But the other guys that are either competing or backups, they played a ton in this game. They were throwing 15 to 20 passes.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it from the Patriots.
I don't understand anything they're really doing. But I also don't know, like, they're going to get the benefit of the doubt on a lot of things because it's New England and they've done everything better than everybody for a long time. But all those people are gone. Brady is gone. Belichick is gone. You still have Kraft. But they hired a head coach who they didn't really have an interviewing process at all. And sometimes that happens, right? But when's the last time you can remember a position coach with basically no experience as a coordinator or as a head coach calling plays or anything just immediately slid into the head coaching role? I'm thinking of like Jeff Saturday or Antonio Pierce, but at least that's in the interim capacity. Maybe Gerard Mayo is going to be great. There have been a couple of quirky little things where they're not operating the same as everyone else that seem really weird to me. And you look back and you go, all right, so they've got a first-time coach who's never really been a coordinator, who lived in Bill's shadow, was a position player who's close with the owner. It just doesn't feel like a great situation to me. They had an interim GM in Elliott Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
They were looking for other GMs. They settled on him and just promoted him after a lengthy search that didn't net anything else. I think they could be going into a not-so-great downturn.
Which would be great. They're entitled to about 100 years of failure after all the success they had for 20-plus seasons. Now, the thing that I don't get, and you touched on this, but I want to double down. Let's say you view Drake May as a project. That's your evaluation. You took him third overall. No problem. Well, this is project time right now, this minute.
They treated him like he's in a starting competition.
Yeah, unless you're so concerned. Like, the only way I could see it is if you're so concerned about his surroundings, like you think your line stinks and they have nobody around him, which they don't, by the way. It's the worst roster in the league, in my opinion, that you can't afford to throw him out there for too long. I just kind of don't get that. Right? Like if he's not going to be a starter right away, then this is soak it up time. This is sponge time. This is all of the reps and all of the different of the valuable experiences that you're depriving him of by making sure that that Bailey Zappe gets 20 more shots at it.
All right. Speaking of things that you don't really understand, we got to name Jaden the starter in the next day or two, right? Like we can do that now. Yeah.
It's fine by me.
Does it matter at all? Do you care at all at this point? Is it one of those things where you're going, Dan, come on, buddy. They started him in the game. He said he's going to be first on the unofficial depth chart. Didn't really mean anything. He's going to start the first preseason game unofficially,
mm-hmm.
He said. Okay, when are we doing this? Like, is it time to stop pretending? You told us you didn't want to pretend. You didn't want to keep any secrets. You're kind of trying to keep your secret now. You got to do it. What is left for him to prove or do? Like, what are we doing here? They're not going to start Mariota this week and pretend like it's a competition. So maybe, I guess, they go out this weekend in Miami. They have their joint practices. They play Daniels for a quarter. And then afterwards, they say he earned it. He's the guy. Is that the timeline?
If I had to guess, that's what they're doing. Because they're insisting on doing this sort of charade or,
tomfoolery.
Yeah, this weird magic trick where we can all see where the guy hit the card. You know what I mean? Like we all know where it's going. We all get it.
I like that. He thinks he's doing a magic trick. This fake magician I'm talking about.
Yeah, he's doing misdirection, but we can see the card.
I got a quarter in my ear, but he's like talking to us, but you can see the quarter like in his palm. like stuck to his palm.
He's like, I'm going to cut the woman in half. And you can actually see the escape compartment where the woman's crawling out of there, you know? Like, we see it, dude. Like, come on.
We know what you're doing, bro.
But there's this, it's this weird little quirky thing that they just won't give in on. And I don't know if it's a Dan Quinn cultural thing or otherwise, but everybody knows, but nobody can say. It's odd to me.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.